Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday night. We are back. We are back. Back live right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is the Absolute Truth Show. I am your host with the most, the King of Kings himself. I am the High Rider. And on the phone line, I have a man that couldn't do the show last night, so this is really all his fault. He was too busy doing God knows what.
I
have the one, the only,
Sean Black in the building once again. You can blame me for all of the stuff that happens with this Blog Talk Radio stuff, right? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Because the Hot Rod needs a scapegoat.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
He's sober, and we're a day late doing the show. That's all the Hot Rod's fault.
Of course. Well, as always, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Are you ready to piss some people off, Sean?
Yes, let's do this.
Okay, on a side note, before I forget, we will not be doing the show next week, or the week of April 6th or April 7th, whatever that week is, I don't know.
Yeah, he's sober.
Yes. Because Sean Black and I will be too busy watching grown men and Tyson, you know, Speedos with hot oil wrestling each other nonstop.
Well, I guess if you put it like that, yeah.
For the people around the world, Sean and I will be watching and wrestling all weekend. We'd be attending a few events. So there you go. And at the same time, Sean and I will be wrestling each other in hot oil. But besides that, let's get
speak for yourself.
The show. Okay. Last week, there was some big news. We spent a whole month talking about the Empire actor, Jesse Smollett, whatever that kid name is, and how disgraced he was, blah, blah, blah. Just to find out late last week in Chicago, a bombshell just happened. All the charges got dropped. And everybody is like, WTF. Now, Sean Black, yes, I do want that lawyer. That is probably one of the best lawyers I ever seen.
Yes, and I think a lot of people that are in trouble right now would like to have that lawyer. Wow, 16 counts dropped?
Whoa, how do you pull that off? But were you surprised to hear that the charges got dropped? Jesse Smollett?
Very surprised. And we've talked about this for the last month and going back and forth over what would the case be if there was a trial, what kind of evidence would they have, what are the ramifications of his job. We've gone through all of the scenarios that are connected to this whole thing. The one thing that we didn't talk about is the potential of the case being dropped. Nobody thought about that because we've seen, based on all of the evidence that is involved, the check that was written to pay off the two brothers, knowing the story without getting all into it, we all know all of the players involved. We know what happened. And what we looked at was not necessarily anybody getting off. We were wondering how long it was going to be before we heard maybe a settlement. Because a lot of people thought that if this was going to go as far as it was going to go, chances are somebody was going to try to draw up a case and potentially go and there'd be a settlement to avoid further embarrassment, and that didn't happen. All 16 charges were dropped. Not only were all 16 counts dropped, but a good deal of the agreement of why all of this stuff happened has been redacted. So nobody knows what happened as far as the explanation between why these charges were dropped. Absolutely stunned. America is stunned. Lots of celebrities are stunned. And now we don't know what happens going forward, whether Smollett will go back to doing Empire, Will he be able to resume his career? I know the NAACP awards were over the last week, and he got roasted by some of the people that were there. So I don't know. It's really, really weird.
Chris Rock did a great job roasting him, and I was dying laughing. Basically, he said, he lost his light-skinned car privilege. The stuff that you could get away with as a light-skinned actor, for you to pull something like that, that car got taken away from you.
Yeah.
And like I said, everybody was stunned. The Chicago mayor, the police department was stunned because they felt embarrassed. And it's like, lack of evidence. All the stuff you just mentioned, Sean, you would never think something like that would happen. Like, all the evidence is in front of you. Well, you know what? Not enough. Like, really?
Exactly. And here's the problem, is that we know that going in, the Chicago PD's hands were not fully clean in general because of all of the corruption that's been going on in Chicago through their police department over the last Lord knows how many years, between the Laquan McDonald case of the teenager that was shot in the street, having quote-unquote supposedly having a knife, being shot by the police after he was running away from the police, and all of the other crimes that we've heard. There are so many things that have happened as far as charges of corruption. So people are looking now that they couldn't get this, which we looked at as potentially a slam dunk case. Now, potentially nothing happening. Jussie Smollett had $10,000 bond that they kept. And now the city, and I believe the department, is now suing Jussie Smollett for $130,000, which is the amount of money that was used to prosecute the case and do the investigation. And that's exactly what they're going. They're searching to see if they can get that money recouped. With all of the manpower that happened, of somebody that would actually accuse of somebody of jumping you and beating you up and do all the things that he alleges, and it turns out to be false. Then you go back on the other side, seeing that this was an African-American person getting away with this, because you usually don't hear about these kinds of things with any African-American in this country getting away with a crime or potential crime of fraud this in tune and having the media attention attached to it without that kind of an issue. You don't hear about that kind of thing happening too often.
And for the record, I am not mad at Jesse getting the charges dropped. I'm not mad at that. But taking speaking as a lawyer, that's your job, right? To defend your client. You know, so everybody's upset with him. Like, don't be upset with him. Be upset with the system. The system, his lawyers did their job, and somehow, there must be a God up there. It worked. And that's the bottom line.
And how can watch such a slam dunk case, a case that looked like it was right there with a full paper trail, where we talked about before, the check that was written to pay the brothers off, the footage of them going into the store, the list of items that were bought, the hats, all of the other, all of this stuff was there. And then all of a sudden, because there was probably something that was missed somewhere along the lines in the investigation, they were missing something. Maybe they didn't get a warrant for a particular item that they were looking at. Whatever the case is, the investigation was probably botched somewhere along the line, and they had to pull it back and retract a lot of what they had. And that's the craziest part about this whole thing.
Oh, well. Well, bottom line, it is what it is. On to the next quick court case topic. Yesterday in New York City, we did talk about this topic a few months, I think sometime last year. It was a female jogger up in Queens, went out for a jog. Her name was Katrina, I believe, something.
Katrina, yeah.
Went out for a jog, got killed. The body was found by the father. And it was the arrest of the man, and Sean Black, Alicia B, and I have talked about how this whole case did not seem right. Well, the first trial ended up in a hung jury, but they could not make up their mind. It was like a split decision. The second trial, and the SA, and found the guy guilty. And of course, I'm not turning it into a race issue too much, but you saw the cameras of the courtroom when the The verdict was red. Half the room was white. Half the room was black. And most of the other white people jumped up in joy, while the black people sat down in anger over the verdict. Now, Sean Black, when you heard this verdict, were you surprised that it took the jury 3 to 5 hours, I believe, to get this case done?
Not in the least. And I think what you just brought out is probably something that was added to the deliberations that the jurors had, because, like you said, it didn't take that long for them to come to a verdict. I believe they were privy to some things that in this case that they weren't in the previous case. I'm not sure, but also we're looking at the dynamic that, from what I remember, he's developmentally handicapped or has some kind of mental disability of some sort. Also, that they tried to leverage within the case. So, in any event, what we're looking at now is that whole racial dynamic where, as you stated, the case, the people that were there watching the case got up and cheered, were clapping their hands and chanting, et cetera, which is normally something that would get you kicked out of the courtroom and held you under contempt. And there was jubilation on one side. We still have a jogging victim who was murdered that we, based on evidence, have found the guilty person. And we now have to look at the dynamic of how this looks from the outside in, because now we see an African-American, once again, that has been put in jail, locked away, and thrown away the key. And based on all of the evidence involved, he deserved to be locked up. He's convicted. He's going to be in jail. Who knows for how long? Now, I don't know if you saw the interviews of the people afterwards, but they were, as we said before, there was a lot of jubilation, a lot of emotion involved. You usually see this kind of thing when somebody is murdered. Now, remember, we all talked about the father was looked at as a suspect initially, because how could he have just found his daughter when she was missing for however many hours it was before she was found? And it's just sad all the way around, but this is just another dynamic that people look at it and say it's a difference in the way the reaction is between the victim, whether the victim was white or black. Would you have gotten that same reaction from the people in the courtroom? Or what is it? Is it just the relief that the person that got caught put in jail, and then they can all cheer to see that this guy finally got what he deserved?
And I think that is the problem overall. It's not really, I don't see this as a race issue. I'm glad the media did not focus too much on the race issue.
Exactly.
It does so many pieces that are put together, but black people cannot help. Like, you look at this kid, they're like, wait a minute, he did this? You know, for some reason, you don't put the picture with that face for whatever reason. And I'm not defending this kid all the way, because let's be honest, we really don't know what really happened. And we may never know the truth. And I cannot go by the court system or the media system. It's just like you just said, this is a sad situation. And you know what? I don't want to use the term "it is what it is," but exactly that's what it is. It is what it is. You know, this is nothing new, and it will still continue as time goes on. And you know, hopefully the truth comes out one day. My gut feeling told me that this kid did not do it. But at the same time, I don't know. You know, like you said, I think the father knows something or is a suspect, but who are we? We're not a Magnum PI or even anybody like that. Now, Joe Biden. I did say a few weeks ago on the show, if the Democrats have the best chance of beating your president, Sean Black Trump, will be Joe Biden. Well, of course, just like everybody else that come to the spotlight, there's always have to be some story, some scandal, something to come up negative about someone. What is the latest news about Joe Biden's scandal, Sean Black?
Well, from the time we were going to do the show yesterday until today, we got an extra person who has said that Joe Biden inappropriately touched another person as at a political function. The first person that actually made the accusation, she is a fellow Democrat, and it was on her behest that he shows up at this function and he would speak in favor of her. And apparently he, from what is being accused, he put his hands on her shoulder, smelled her hair, and then kissed her on the forehead, which she did not ask for and felt uncomfortable about. Now, this happened some time ago, and during the interview that she had,
I believe 2014, I believe.
Yes.
But carry on.
Yes. She specified that she felt uncomfortable about it. She didn't like the fact that he had felt the need to do that and felt very inappropriate about that. Now, I believe the interviewer asked her why all of this is happening now, and it's one of two things. One, it's the fact that Joe Biden has not officially announced that he's running for president, which is what a lot of people have been believing. He's kind of weighing his options back and forth, but he wants to run for president. And as you stated before, a lot of polls are looking at Joe Biden to actually go ahead and be the front runner for taking the Democratic nomination. The second part of this whole thing is, as we've seen before, and which is something that the lady had stated, is that this has all been politicized because he wants to run for president. Now, I think that when we look at this Me Too era that we're in, and we hear about men being inappropriate with females, long gone are the days where a male can do these kinds of things, the touching, et cetera, et cetera. Now, they give a little bit of just a little bit of some context here. Joe Biden, from everything that I've seen on TV, interviews with other people that know him, is that he is a comforter. He's a very hands-on type of person where if people feel very, very uncomfortable, he puts his hand on the shoulder. He may whisper something in your ear that everything is fine, or may try to give you a little kiss on the cheek or on that kind of behavior.
Yeah,
but he's done that
with men and women.
Exactly, and that's been part of his charm to the people. Is when you're a politician, most people hate politicians to begin with because most people think they're full of crap. But the ones that endear themselves to the voting populace are the ones that show themselves to be human. When I saw him on a talk show last year, and he went into the crowd of people at the talk show, and he was talking to them, and he hugged them. I think one of them actually said something about his late son, Bo, that passed away the previous year, and he gave him comfort, and he gave him a hug. That's the kind of person that Joe Biden comes across as. But see, here's the thing. What has happened and started the context of this conversation in this whole Me Too ideal is his reaction and how he treated the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas judge conversations and all the confirmation hearings where Anita Hill had gone on record and claimed that Clarence Thomas, who is now a Supreme Court justice, had been sexually inappropriate to her. And during those hearings, basically stated that there were two or three people that knew what sexual harassment was, and he did not let them testify. Joe Biden was the head of this whole entire part of the investigation and questioning. So it was his call to bring that in. And I think this is where a lot of this is coming from, as kind of like retribution for what happened in the past with Anita Hill, bringing it forward into this Me Too era where now you have to be very, very careful as to your actions And if you've done something in the past that's questionable with any female, you're going to have to answer for it in today's climate.
Okay, sorry about that, Big Red. You know, Sean Black loves to talk forever, but you could go ahead now, Big Red.
It's okay. How you doing, guys? It's all right.
Doing right. Okay. Sorry, I had to
I have a bone to pick with you, Big Red, about this topic.
Why?
She hasn't even said anything. How do you have a bone to pick with her?
I didn't even say that yet.
Let her at least get what she has to say off of her chest first, okay?
Okay. I'm preparing myself. I'm just getting myself ready. Okay, go ahead, Big Red. And the other two callers, I got you two callers. Just give me a few more minutes, but go ahead, Big Red.
Okay. How y'all doing? Good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
I was just, I was listening in, and I was listening to Sean Black and what he was saying. You know, he's absolutely right. It's sad that we live in this time where it's like everything you want to, like, you're going to be accountable for everything, and especially with the Me Too movement now, everything is going to come up where, you know, in the past it may, you know, it still was, you know, things were still inappropriate, or if a man did something inappropriate, it was still wrong, but it's like now it's like you're going to get a double whammy for it. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's, I don't know, this time that we're living in, it's like I always say, it's like, it's making the you know, communication and between men and women horrible. It's just terrible now. And for victims that are really going through something, they're being made a mockery of. You understand? It's like it's being made a joke out of.
Yeah,
you know,
and
then
it's
always like,
say that. People say the Me Too movement, and it's being blown up to the mainstream in the wrong way, you know.
Right, absolutely. And it's like every little thing now, it's like, oh, if you just put your hand on the shoulder, if you like, a man is going to be a man, and like I said, I'm not making an excuse or anything like that, but, you know, a man is going to say something, and even a woman, it's either way. They're going to say something, but now everybody's going, oh, well, you touched me the wrong way. Oh, my God. It's like, come on, now, like we got to get it together. It's like it's a little bit too much. You got to know when something is inappropriate and when something is just like, okay, just like a term of endearment, just like Sean Black said with Joe Biden, he's just a person that very, you know, you have some people that are just very, for lack of a better word, touchy-feely, but they're not doing that out of anything special. Sure. That's just who they are.
Don't want to make it as if that, one, we're beating up on any female that feels uncomfortable about a certain thing. Because it's the
right,
one thing
absolutely.
About this Me Too era that we're in, women that feel uncomfortable about anything that has happened, either physically or something that was said to them, or they're in a situation where they're uncomfortable, they have the right to say something, but two, they are empowered to actually say something as opposed to just accepting it. So we don't want to dampen that part of it as well. But we're also coming to the point where there are a lot of men from a now bygone era, or anybody that grew up being quote-unquote chivalrous. If they're trying to be chivalrous and they're trying to be comforting, there has to be a way to do it so that it is not a threatening action. It is looked at as such, and also at the same time, the context involved has to look at it in the sense of why is this person doing such and such. If you're going past that line, let them know what the line is so that they don't cross it and you don't have these problems that are starting to arise now.
Right.
Okay.
Right, absolutely.
So one thing I want to add before I go to the next caller, I said, Sean, a video earlier. Over the weekend, we talk about this Me Too movement and stories being blown out of proportion. There's always a he says, she says story. Over the weekend, there was a UFC fighter who won a match who was doing an interview with a reporter. And in the video, he grabbed her by the lips and kissed her in front of, while she was doing the interview. And, you know, and they walked away. And she was in shock. Like, okay, like, let's carry on. Now she is suing the UFC fighter for falsely kissing her on TV. But here's the twist of the story. And I said to Sean DeVille this morning how, number one, they've been friends for years, so we don't know the whole story between these two. And that same night, she was at his house or at his party after the fight, and she was dancing and grinding. I'm not gonna lie, body's like exposing a guy at his party. So apparently she was somewhat comfortable, you know, or being loose. So you are saying that, you know, you got upset that he forcibly kissed you and everything in front of the camera. Well, she was wrong. But at the same time, you still go to his party and you have enjoying yourself. Now that's the double standard of that, you know.
Right.
It's like you say one thing. You're saying one thing, but there's a video of you grinding on some other guy penis. So it seemed like you're enjoying yourself. And he even joked with you about it, and you was okay. So just because your job probably says something is why you're probably doing the lawsuit. And, you know, when you hear stories like that, you know, people go call you a hypocrite and not going to take you seriously and make the other real victims out there, like you say, Big Red, not taking seriously. So Big Red ever come up to us like, you know what, the hot rod told me, oh, please, how about we're just playing around? You never know. But that's 1254, you're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call, and good evening to everyone. I just want to say quickly on this issue with women and harassment, what it really comes down to is this, because I've grown up with women all my life. A lot of women in my family, I understand how they are. When it comes down to it, harassment to a woman has to do with what you look like as a guy. If you're an ugly guy that she's not attracted to, any attempt you make at even approaching her, in her mind, is harassment. It's an insult to her. But if she finds you good-looking and attractive, just about anything is permissible. You can talk to her any type
of way.
What?
She's
you
absolutely
can be
right. And she's right. I'm sorry. Now, I don't mean
go
to
ahead.
Cut you off, sir, but
no,
you know
ahead,
what? As a woman, you know what? I hate to admit it, but he's absolutely right. Because I was thinking the same thing. As soon as he said it, I was thinking, yep, he's absolutely right. And that's sad.
So basically what he's saying is, when you go to the club and you try to dance on a girl, if the girl turns around and you're ugly, beat it. But the guy's hands before right ahead. Whine and dine what you want on me.
Exactly. You know, and like what you even say. Because, I mean, I've seen it. Like, if a woman is attracted to a guy, he can say certain things to her that you would be considered sexually insulting. But it's fine because she's feeling them. And so what women need to be honest about is the issue of harassment. What they really mean is they don't want ugly guys approaching them. They want ugly guys to back off. Don't come to them. But if you're good looking, you can do whatever you want. She doesn't give it. She doesn't care, man. That's why, for example, you remember Trump's Access Hollywood tape when they were talking about him saying, for example, because he's a celebrity, he's got groupies, and they let him do anything, even grab him by the pussy. You remember that whole thing? That's the same principle he's talking about. You know, so when a woman is feeling a guy, whether it's because he's got a lot of money, she's a groupie, or he's a celebrity, or because she thinks he's really good looking, that man is permitted to do so many more things to her that a guy she's not feeling, it ain't going to happen. If you even so much as even reach out to her, she'll call harassment. I'm just telling you the truth, man. And this whole feminist Me Too thing, what it's done is it's trying to make women out to be a bunch of saints and men are a bunch of evil sexual monsters that are just waiting to devour women. It's like, nah, bro, we're exactly the same, right? Women are just like men. Just like how men are all caught up in judging women by what they look like, women are the exact same way. The same way we as men have sexually explicit discussions about women when we're amongst ourselves, women do the exact same thing talking about men when they're amongst themselves. There's no difference. They want to have sex just like we do. You feel what I'm saying? But we've allowed the media to make it out to be like we're the bad guys and they're these like saintly, godly people. They don't even think about sex, apparently. Please, man. These women are just as predatory as we are. If a woman sees a good-looking guy and he's got money in his pocket, you feel me? She's scheming.
Yeah.
She'll start scheming on him just like you would as a man if you see a really fine woman that you're attracted to. That same instinct, that hunting instinct that you got, that you start saying, man, how can I get to her? She's got that same instinct when she sees a guy she's feeling, or especially if she sees a guy with money, oh, then it's totally on. Then she becomes a total predator. So
okay, all right.
We got to keep it right.
Wow, yes. You have some strong points, but I have to give it some time to 1-1-1, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. You're on the air.
First of all, you forgot a 1. I would need you to add that on there. What's up, y'all? What up?
You're missing an extra one. There you go.
It's a one. I call you.
No, I always end up following him on shows. Like, I understand what he's saying. Like, there's some truth to what he's saying as far as attraction and how people treat people they're not attracted to. But we got to be realistic about this stuff, man. For the most part, we're talking about upper echelon, high corporate stuff, high political stuff, and jobs like that. Shanika at the Waffle House put in her HR complaint. It's not going to be heard. The company is not going to address it. Like, let's stop acting like everybody needs to be terrified of Me Too. For the most part, it's people with assets that really have to worry about it. Like, there's case logs of sexual harassment complaints and, you know, from rape kits down to, you know, stalking and harassment and stuff like that that have never been addressed for regular working class, you know, men and women. So
absolutely,
that's
right.
What this is about, holding people accountable. Are there going to be some false stories? Are there going to be some people who lie? Yes, that's going to happen too. But when you put that caseload up against the caseload of people who don't get addressed because they don't have power or money, that's when this starts to stink and we start getting into whataboutism. Because I'm telling you right now, every corporation out there is terrified of settlements they paid out or issues that they never addressed that may come back to haunt them in the form of payment. So this is not like a light issue that don't need to be touched. And to old school, my homeboy, his statement earlier, man, that was the best thing that could ever happen to the Democrats. Joe Biden was going to lose to Trump. He's a terrible candidate with a terrible record. If you've ever watched look, I told people this on the last show I was on. Joe Biden was going to be problematic in all ways. He had the same issues with women with Trump, from the Anita Hill thing to the videos of him touching and grabbing and all that, to his crime bill that he co-authored, to some of the stuff he said on the, yeah, we're going to put y'all, they're going to put you in chain. Like, Joe Biden is a terrible candidate. He was going to lose. The Democrats got a favor in getting him up out the paint. I promise.
Hold on.
I could just say one thing real quick to Nas.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were actually on a previous show together about this issue. I want to say Nas is totally correct. But here's the thing for Nas. You being a progressive, I understand that. You probably would prefer like a Bernie Sanders or maybe Elizabeth Warren or Tulsi Gabbard, whoever it may be. But I just want to say for you and to any Democrats out there listening, you're in a situation where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Now, he talked about if you go with Joe Biden, there's all those pitfalls, and I agree with him. But you also have pitfalls if you go with Bernie Sanders, as an example. The reason is Howard Schultz will run as a third-party candidate. And because he's effectively a moderate Democrat, the media will back him, and they'll promote him as sort of like the reasonable person in the middle. Like, they'll have Trump. They'll say Trump is an extreme to the right. They'll say Bernie is the extreme to the left. And they'll have Howard Schultz as this moderate, reasonable person in the middle. And for those who don't know the danger of a quality third-party candidate, all you got to do is look at Ross Perot and what he did for Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Ross Perot
came in. Yes, he did.
Yeah, and so remember, Bill Clinton got elected by only winning 38% of the popular vote because Ross Perot was able to suck enough independent and moderate Republicans away from Bob Dole. And that's what helped Clinton.
Yeah.
The same thing can happen with Schultz.
Yes.
David, I agree with you in political theory. The only problem is Howard Schultz is one of the dumbest billionaires ever to be born, and he's going to kill his own campaign. As long as he talks, he'll be done. But no,
according to you, isn't Trump also a dumb billionaire, and he was able to get elected?
But Nas,
you would agree with me that the mainstream media is going to choose him over Bernie Sanders because they're going to view him as a moderate Democrat, right? You would agree with me on that point.
Hold on, the Democrats ain't letting Bernie get the nomination anyway. So, I mean, we know how that game works.
Oh, I agree with you, but I'm saying in case he wins. I'm saying in case.
All right, I have to give the Kato now. Kato, been waiting patiently before he chewed my head off. Go ahead, Kato. What do you have to say?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Good evening. Yo, Nas, man, what's good? What's good, homie?
Oh, here we go. Let's go to your point, please.
Hey, man. No, you know, I haven't heard from Nas in a minute, man. I haven't heard from y'all fellas. Anyway, here once again, you know what it is right now? Here it is once again with the whole Me Too movement issue now. It seems to me like this, like a lot of women are coming up now with all this stuff about harassment and, you know, inappropriate behavior and stuff like that. But it's like, I remember saying this about the Me Too movement. It went from standing for something, and now it's gone Hollywood. I mean, I'm not trying to say that things like this don't happen, but could you guys agree with me when I say it's gone Hollywood? It's like all over the damn place.
We call it mainstream. Mainstream.
Yeah,
mainstream.
Basically,
it's gone too.
You know, I mean, yes, women should be respected. Women should be respected, but Joe Biden,
like David
said,
but like David said earlier, it's not about women being harassed. Men get harassed too. You know, girls are dogs, just as guys too, and that's what people in society don't see overall.
But
you know,
big red. I'm not trying to insult women, but at the same time, there are some women out there. It's not to say that women are perfect, but you know what it is? It's like now with this Me Too movement, it's like, I don't know, it's like you have to be careful of how you say hello, or if you say something, or if you accidentally bump into a woman nowadays? I mean, come on,
well,
now, I don't know.
Penis fell out while he bumped into me. It's like, really? It's like,
yeah,
come on. Like,
I mean, you don't want to do it.
Well, okay. I have Lady T in the house. Lady T.
Lady T.
Going one.
Hello.
Going
oh,
twice.
I'm sorry. 365, are you there? I'm sorry. Probably not Lady T.
365?
Who?
Shirley Foster.
Oh, Shirley. Yes. Hello, Shirley. Yes. What
How are
that?
You? I'm going to bring the comment back to the young man who said that women don't mind if a man is good looking and he does something that's inappropriate. I disagree with that. If you're a woman of a certain standard, anyone who's doing something inappropriate to you should be unacceptable. As far as Joe Biden's concerned, I find it very difficult to believe that tapping someone on the shoulder and going in and kissing them on the forehead is sexual harassment. That's just for me. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What about if he was touching little girls, underage girls? How would you feel about that?
If he was touching underage girls, yes.
Yes.
Now, as Trump was grabbing people's crotches, that's sexual harassment out and out. Most definitely.
Right, but Joe Biden did, in fact,
like
touch little girls inappropriately.
Oh, okay. That I wasn't aware of. I was aware of the young lady who said he touched her on the shoulder. That's something to be looked into. I mean, there is pedophilia out there. We don't know who is one and who's not. That's a whole different ball game.
That's why Trump's going to call Joe Biden pedo Joe in the campaign. Mark my words.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
You know he has
touching
the insults
girls
lined up.
Touching
that,
women's
if he does
vaginas
that.
Is a big difference.
Well, I mean, to me, it's
why
actually
we,
it's
why
worse.
Like we haven't seen Joe Biden's movies. Like, we've seen him on stage with women just, you know, grabbing and moving weird on some old uncle stuff. And old school, he used to be able to get away with that. So now he can't. Okay, different world, you know, different time. Things change. And for everybody else out there, get your game together. There's a way of coding your language to make sure you get an interest before you start pushing too hard. But if you out here going to 10 at the beginning of the conversation, it might go bad for you, bro. Get your game together. That's
exactly.
That's totally true. Enough, but you would have to acknowledge that men and women working together sometimes is an awkward problem, because having women work with men is like having grizzly bears work with salmon dipped in honey. And it's grizzly bears. Patrice O'Neal is a legend. You have to admit that was 100% true what you said.
Hold on. I have to go back to the ladies. Shirley and Big Red. Is it fair to bring up something from the past right now? We always question the timing of these stories. So why do you want to bring up a story right now? Like, for example, the Cheetah brought this story up because Joe Biden might run for president. Should we care about that now?
Could I ask you, did you feel the same way when Dr. Blasey Ford said that about Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court guy? Did you feel the same way about that?
I give that question for the ladies. Go ahead. Big Red.
No,
listen
to you.
That's what it is. It's like every time that someone's running for something, they're going to dig up the past. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. If they're going for an upper for an Academy Award, they're going to try to dig up something. That's the sad thing about it, especially nowadays. It's like they're going to bring up the past about something. They're going to bring it up because it's like, okay, we got to you know, we got to try to defame the character, because then that could turn that'll turn away from people voting or whatever it is. So, you know,
like,
I mean, I don't, you know, it's
or like what they did
that
to Kevin Hart.
That's what I'm about to bring up.
Yeah,
there's a flip side to that coin, too. It's like breaking your house and steal your TV. If you see them about to be the new pastor at a church, maybe you might say something at that
you
point.
Might, yeah,
so, like,
you might
a bigger spotlight mm-hmm. does bring up your background. Like, come on.
Yes, right. Definitely.
Right, and I mean,
right,
you
but Nas, you think it's okay what they did to Kevin Hart? Do you think that's okay that they brought up statements that he made years ago that he apologized for and used that against him?
He apologized a numerous amount of time.
He did apologize.
Right. I think he does not need to be apologized.
But at the end of the day,
hold on, guys. Hold on. Let me give it to Shirley. Yeah, I'll give it to
Go ahead, Shirley.
No, he's a comedian. So at that time, those kind of jokes were acceptable. At this time, it's not. He's apologized for it. He said where he stands with it, and there's nothing else he can do. I've said I'm sorry. Back then it was funny. It's not funny now.
It's still funny to me.
Yeah, well,
Everybody's funny.
Not politically correct now.
If you're gonna go into their space and you got that in your background, yeah, they gonna come at you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin gave a real apology. They
didn't
want that. They wanted him to get on bended knee and apologize even more. And then at that point, he was like, you know what? Y'all can have it. And I respect that, too. Because it's like, okay, there's levels to this. I apologize.
Yep.
Now y'all want me to go even further. Hell with it. Get a job to somebody else. And
I'll ask you, do you think it was right that they did that?
No, it wasn't right.
It wasn't fair to him at all.
Hold on. Nas is saying that that's their space. I'm asking you if what they did to him was right?
Yes, man. If you have some comments that's derogatory
about the group that you're performing in front of,
that group can try to hold you accountable about it. Now, it's up to you how you go handle it.
So
Kevin said after a while, look, y'all don't want an apology. Y'all want me to beg. And you know
they
what?
Want blood.
And he walked away.
So you're cool with the homosexual movement doing that to people and just trying to use this as some sort of political weapon against people?
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying with any group walking into their space, if you've disrespected them in the past, they have a right to point the finger at them. All of us.
So the Oscars is the homosexual space?
Can you let me finish before I finish?
Wow.
If you don't think that is, I don't know what could be gayer than that. But if we're talking about that, think about Eddie Murphy Delirious. We all think that's one of the funniest stand ups ever.
Mm-hmm.
If he did that today, what would happen? If he did that today,
he'd be crucified.
Right, but are you saying that it's okay that culturally we're at that point?
Well,
you can't say anything against, for example, homosexuals. Without having them basically come down on you, you think it's okay? I'm not saying whether you're in their space or not.
I'm talking about ethically. I'm sorry, guys. I think it's Deshaun Black. You have to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quickly.
I'm sorry.
Basically, what you're looking at is that anything that's happened in the past, and we've talked about this before, anything that has happened in the past that has been looked at in today's society as something that would be misconstrued as something that would offend, as you stated, the groups involved, the LGBT community, if you've offended women, if you've offended midgets, elves, anybody, if there is somebody that has been slighted and you have made the money and attention off of the, quote-unquote, the backs of the people that you have insulted at their expense, they will come back after you.
Yeah, they're coming for you.
Because a lot of those people didn't have that same power back then. Where we hear like someone like Ellen DeGeneres who came out mm-hmm. as gay during her show, she didn't have the power to actually do some of the things that she can do now, some of the things that she can say now, some of the things she can represent now, because she has a community behind her, she has power behind her,
mm-hmm.
she has money behind her, so she can actually mm-hmm. say, I feel a certain way about this. That wasn't the case back in 1990 or whatever.
Is that a positive
impact on culture or a negative impact on our culture?
And there's a lot of impact with a lot of those kinds of comments that have been made. The problem is we're living now in a society where everybody wants to be the person that catches you on the Jerry Springer show. They're looking for the gotcha moment to make themselves look good in an era where social media has dominated everything, where we see mm-hmm. people getting beat up, people getting shot, and instead mm-hmm. of helping out, they want to mm-hmm. get it on tape as opposed to trying to solve the solution, looking for the thing that okay. happened in the past so that they can condemn you for the future. And those are the kinds mm-hmm. of things that we're starting to see happen way too often, and the comeuppance is starting to happen
well,
now.
And is that a good thing okay. or a bad thing? That's what I keep trying to get a clear
it's
answer
not,
on.
It's not good
it's not
in the sense that, is, as
yeah.
I've said before, it's mm-hmm. going to get worse before it gets better.
Exactly.
The only
oh,
way
man.
That you can
there
actually
is.
Do that is if things that you've done in the past that have besmirched anyone, if it has hurt a community, if it has hurt a person, if it has hurt a child, bring it up.
Okay.
And get it over with so that it is talked about, and then you can move on. But if you go about it just to destroy someone because you can, that will make it that much harder for anybody.
That's the only way I see it being
okay.
used to help.
Hold on,
I only see it being
on,
used to destroy people. I don't see it any other way it's being used. Can you give me one example
got,
how it's been used positively?
I can give you one. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, guys. Hold on, I got to give one more topic because we got 13 minutes left. I have to address the Cardi B drug and men situation. I want to give it
yeah.
to Big Red and Shirley because there's been a scandal going on about Cardi B. I admitted on Instagram that she, mm-hmm. in her past life, she had drugged. As, in her early life as a stripper, she'd been drugging men, robbing them, but she admitted on Instagram. But you have Bill Cosby, who quote-unquote drugged ladies back then.
She lived a checkered life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the
there
thing.
He
no,
he robbed
no longer has
but
to
he robbed
that.
Him of something different, supposedly. He robbed him of something physical, supposedly.
supposedly.
This is supposedly.
That's it.
Supposedly, but she admitted on drugging, but at the same time, the black community supported Cardi B, but when Bill Cosby, the father of
everybody
father,
cursed him out.
Cursed him out. So
listen.
Is it fair? Do you call this double standard? I thought it was Shirley first. In Big Red, so you guys could take over.
That is definitely a double standard. But Cardi B is she admitted to it. Mr. Cosby did not. He denied it to the bitter end, and he was proven, unfortunately, to be guilty in that situation, which is very saddening because everybody admired him so much. Cardi B is just kind of a wild flower that everybody is fascinated with.
He's putting it quite lightly.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's fascinated with Cardi B.
I like that.
That ain't no flower. Ain't no flower.
Ain't no flower.
Wow, child.
Black rose.
But, all right, Big Red?
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's like everybody is all Cardi B, because she's the it thing now. And it's sad because, as I say all the time, our people are, you know, we are our own worst enemy. And it's like, how can you sit up there and say, oh, what she did was right because she admitted to it, what she did is okay, but then you're condemning Bill Cosby and saying, oh, well, you know, he needs to be in jail, and, oh, he did this once again. You have no proof of what if that he did this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're only going by hearsay. Mm-hmm. There's no proof. There's no video. There's nothing, and I think it's all because. And I think it's also with Cardi B. It's a thing of, I'll say, okay, women are saying, oh yeah, but she got back at men. Look at how all the men did us through what he did. That's like a bitch.
You know,
a lot of women are bitter.
I like
wow.
that a lot.
A lot of women are bitter.
I like
you
that.
Have women that are so bitter in this world that we're living in now, where they look at it as, oh yeah, she's getting back. You know, getting the men back for doing what they did to us. It's like, come on, like once again, this is why the communication between men and women is so messed up. This is why there's no courting, no men, you know, this is why there's no dating. There's none of that going on that anymore because of, this is because of this, you know, thing going on, this battle
everybody
between the sexes.
Everybody
got the
human
image.
Yeah,
exactly.
But women do the same thing all
it's
the time.
Fear. It's a lot of it.
It's okay for a woman to act like a man now. That's the big thing, you know,
right,
think like
exactly,
a man.
Absolutely.
And it's really pretty saddening.
No, but the women have had their own female version of what
Steve
she did. For years they've been doing that.
Oh, go ahead.
Thanks, Steve Harvey, for that one.
Yeah, but go ahead, Dave.
No, I was going to say the finesse that she did, women have been doing it for a long time, but just in a different way. Rather than using a drug, they take advantage of naive men by complimenting them, making them think that they're the best, that they like them, and then they take them as a sucker. And I've seen that game all the time. That's been happening forever.
Women
are just as predatory as men, especially when they see men that have money. If you got money and she thinks you're a naive person and she can just come in and sweet-talk you and just, you know, basically flatter you so that she can just, you know, get under and get it. It happens all the time. This has been happening for a while.
But this
goes to the point of this new movement, this new feminist movement that has tried to make women out to be victims, that women don't engage in the same behavior as men, that women are not the same type of predators men are. The reality is they are. And to the lady who called in, I'm sorry, forget what your name was, but you mentioned the point of saying how women of character don't, you know, engage in that. I agree with you. But the reality is that's the exception, not the rule. The majority of these women out here are just as hungry, sex hungry as any other guy they'll find, and will scheme and manipulate an individual if it's for their advantage, whether it's money or access or a position of power. It's all majority of people are selfish, greedy, manipulative people. Majority of them are.
Okay. Go ahead, K-Dog.
That is true, because you know what? There's some, I'm not going to say all women do it, but you know, everybody does a wrong. Either a man does a woman wrong or a woman does something wrong, but yet some women will say, oh, it's because of the men. Oh, the men are all. You can't say all men. It's just like I'm not going to say all women, but there are some women out there who are so vindictive. Yes, they will see a nice guy and take it and use him as a sucker. And
good,
you know,
thing, good thing I'm a broke sucker. Good thing I'm a broke sucker a lot, so girls can't take advantage of me anymore. I'm broke. But
you got
I'm broke. But nah.
Yeah, but
do you think the Cardi B message is sending a wrong message to the ladies out there? Like, you know what? If Cardi B did it, I could do it too. That type of thing.
It sends the wrong message to the young girls.
A lot of young girls look up to her. That's
the
wrong message.
Talks about how she's stripped in clubs and all the kids are singing. It's like, do you hear what this woman is saying? You have your child singing this?
Exactly. You gotta work the child, man. You gotta work the children.
Let's
be real about this conversation, though. The majority of people who hear that story say she's wrong, that's messed up. Of course, that shouldn't be done. It ain't a lot of people out here agreeing with it. Like, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, do that. Like, no, for the most part, people disagree. Was she just a rapper talking ish to make herself sound tough? Could be.
Yeah.
Did she actually do it? Could be. We have no idea right now. But the reality of it is, dude, when you treat somebody like a mascot because they come from a certain area and now you're going to use them to sell Pepsi and do all these other different things, don't be surprised when it comes back to bite you in the head when that person's character actually comes out. She's a tragic pop star who has gotten so big now that there's a spotlight on her. And now some of the things she said on IG Live and all these other places, that stuff is going to come back and it's going to hurt her. She's probably going to lose some sponsorships and some things over this. Mm-hmm. But dude, like, let's be real. A lot of the liberal language that's used on stuff like this is people's feelings don't be hurt. Communities don't be sad because somebody said something. People feel disrespected and they mad. That's really what it is. Communities get disrespected by something somebody said. It ain't that they sad and feel hurt and all that. Nah. And then to the sister, I hate to tell you this, sister, but look, it ain't too much wrong with black folks that getting rid of racism couldn't cure. As far as black people being our worst enemy, that's way down on the list. And number one is white folks. Now, I'm an honest brother, so I will say that.
I disagree.
I understand you disagree. I just got 400 years of history to lay on the table against your argument. And I call
Are you that old?
But,
are you that old?
You know, that's another story. No,
oh,
I can
man.
Read. But that's another story. But when we're dealing with stuff like this, Cardi, yes, that situation is ridiculous, but it is not in comparison to Cosby. We don't have to try to hunt down the whataboutism. Cosby did what he did. He went down. A lot more of Hollywood should have went down because there's a lot more directors with more power, producers with more power, who did much worse than Cosby, who should have went down, too.
We know that, but of course you know
that. But that don't mean that Cosby's
innocent. Of course we know that.
challenge you to get out there and act bad and then write a check to Spellman. And Camille would say, okay, go write another check. So, I mean, let's not try to lie.
And they took his money and then removed his name. That's a shame. They should have given him back the money.
They should have. A lot of black girls would have sued for that.
Let them give him back his money.
It's funny that you brought that up because my mother, I had that conversation with my mother, and my mother said the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, if Cosby was so evil and everything else, what about all the money that
he gave
back? Why don't they just ask for that money back and give it back? And
exactly.
I'm so disgusted.
We know that's
I'm going to write you a check right now.
What
they got
the
money?
Snatch degrees off the wall?
See, the thing is, what we're seeing now is that with, as far as Cardi B's situation goes, we know that in a situation where sexism continues to be king, we know that because of that dynamic, you don't see the same, I would say you won't see the same level of upheaval that you've heard and the same fervor with Cosby, et cetera, et cetera. Cosby has much more cachet. Cosby's been around longer. Cosby has done more. I think that's probably part of the reason why a lot of people aren't talking about it as much. But if you're looking at it from just a pure standpoint of is there a double standard, you have to see that, first of all, the video was, I think, 3 years old. So this is coming from, like, about 3 years ago. Irregardless of the fact, if you get away with that kind of thing, and from what I've read, she's never in any of her rap tracks said anything about any of that stuff from her past as far as that goes and put that in any of her music, as much as I know.
Are you sure about that, Sean Black? How you really know?
As I said, as much as I know. If she has, then I'm wrong.
Man.
But if that's the case, she said in her own words that she was not proud of what she did, and she did it to get out of what she was doing. That doesn't necessarily make it right, obviously.
I advise you, after the show, Shabbat, go Google her music videos of her dancing. Money is one of those songs. That would might change your statement right now. Trust me on that.
Well,
so,
like I said before, as far as I knew, if she's glorifying what she's done in the past to make money off of it, then that's just disgusting. But in general,
but
she
still
said,
though, that's a problem. What she's doing sounds disgusting, but we're not buying it because we have better taste. But his young kids, they love this type of music, so why not continue with it? That's the problem right there. Not
because they, you know why? Because they, in a lot of instances, the people that listen to her music, unless they've had a lot of the same things that have happened to them in their life at the time that they listen to it, they're not looking at it or listening to it from the ear of somebody that has a higher perspective. They're listening to it because, she's talking about she got a bunch of cars. Oh, she's talking about she got a lot of money.
But, Sean, what about us back then in our genre? We had Slick Rick, Two Life Crew. They have similar music like that of sex.
Yeah, they did.
And everything.
They sure did.
Yeah. So,
you went all the way back to Slick Rick. How old
is Rick? Slick Rick.
I know, right?
If he crack
it? But let's keep it a buck. If any of us go home with a stripper tonight, we are watching that door. We are making sure she ain't on the phone while we in there together.
Watch
your pocket. We do have a fear of.
And apparently, don't drink any soft drinks around her.
Don't
drink any
story that none of us have never heard. Like, we've heard that it's happening to folks.
So don't drink any Pepsi.
Bring your own brown bag. And keep it with you.
But didn't the Me Too movement expose how some women claim to be victims when they're really not? Like when you have Selma Hayek with that Weinstein guy, she talked about how she was trying to get funding for a movie. I forgot what his name was, but she was basically saying she would meet up with him, give him blowjobs. She would meet up with her and have sex and stuff. Understanding was as long as she did that, he would keep funding her the money she needed for her movie project. And then she turned around and came out in the Me Too movement talking about, he took advantage of me. Like, no, he didn't take advantage of you. You guys had an agreement and a consensual
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Dave. But, before you run with that, and that's why power dynamics are so important. If you're at work and there's a manager there and there's a girl there who knows if she gets down, she can get more shifts than you, and she starts getting more shifts. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the power dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to do what she did. So I don't knock her, and damn, he got
her. You don't knock her? No, I'm just saying that she – what I'm saying to you now is she can't be a victim if she's using it for a come-up.
But before we get cut off,
guys, we gotta go. Charles Black, Shirley, Big Red, K Dog,
Yeah, man.
Dave, thank you so much, guys. This is a very great show. Thanks so much. Till next time. God bless and good
night.
Good night,
guys.
Good night,
yeah, I got to read up on that.
Pleasure is all yours.